This is the VOA Special English Technology Report. The Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers last week released a new list of proposed generic top-level domain names. A GTLD is the part of the Internet address that comes after the dot. Currently, there are only 22 GTLDs in use, but there soon could be as many as 1,000 or more. Rod Beckstrom is president of the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. He says ICANN received more than 1,900 requests for new GTLDs during the application period, which ended in May.
This is an historic day for the Internet and for more than 2 billion people around the world who depend upon it, because the Internet is about to change forever.
More than 900 of the requests for new GTLDs came from North America. Only 17 were from Africa. Each application required a payment of $185,000. Some businesses, like Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, and Google, applied for domain name extensions. .app was one of the most sought-after names. ICANN received 13 requests for the right to own that one. There were 3 applications for .dog, but none for .cat. .love, .wedding, .sexy, and .porn also made the list of proposed top-level domain names. But Mr. Beckstrom says none of these names are guaranteed.
These are just applications. They are not yet approved, and some of them may not be. None of them will enter the Internet until they've had undergone a rigorous, objective, and independent evaluation.
ICANN began a 60-day comment period last week. A 7-month objection period has also begun. ICANN's Kurt Pritz says this is for anyone who wants to oppose a proposed GTLD name.
Objections will be decided in a formal independent dispute resolution process. Decisions will be made in accordance with pre-published standards of review.
ICANN says it will begin processing the applications for new top-level domain names in batches of 500 at a time. The first group is not expected to begin operating until the first part of 2013. ICANN will approve no more than 1,000 new generic top-level domain names each year. Late last week, ICANN apologized for accidentally publishing some of the contact details of those requesting new GTLDs. ICANN admitted placing the mailing addresses and contact information for some individuals on its website. The group has since removed the information. And that's the VOA Special English Technology Report, written by June Sims. I'm Steve Ember.